From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, April 28th. Tooth decay in some elementary students has Butte County officials concerned that there aren't enough dental care resources in the area. As NSPR's Eric Adams reports, they've just released a survey asking residents what they need.
In 2023, Butte County Public Health surveyed children at an Oroville elementary school. Out of about 250 students who were assessed, over 60% had visible tooth decay. Some of the kids needed emergency dental services. Jody Putnam is a public health director involved in the county's oral care program. She says her team is working on a stopgap for dental issues in the region.
We are very passionate about oral health here because it's so impactful, and we see what's happening in the schools, and it's pretty sad.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization say oral health goes far beyond the mouth. And Putnam agrees.
It's the whole body. It's your cardiovascular system. It's your mental health, how you look at yourself, how you present yourself, speech. So oral health is the key to overall a healthy body. And we're finding, especially in Butte County, that we have large gaps and people are not able to access oral health services.
Putnam says priority for the program is helping to create access to dental care. Right now, she says there are a limited number of dentists and many people can't afford the care. The department recently released a needs assessment survey. It has about 30 questions that ask residents about their oral health and what dental services they think are needed. The funding for the program comes from a mix of grants and revenue from a cigarette tax in California, but Putnam says the future of that funding is uncertain because of the state's budget deficit and a declining number of smokers. She says public health is looking for ways to generate the necessary $200,000 needed each year to operate, including seeking grants. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Find a link to the survey at mynspr.org. In other news, California is helping school districts buy zero-emission buses, some in the North State. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom last week announced the state is providing subsidies, totaling more than $500 million, to buy zero-emission school buses and charging stations. Most grants will go to districts in rural and pollution-burdened communities. According to a map put out by the Zero Emission School Bus Project, districts in Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Sutter counties will receive funding to buy at least one new bus. The program supports California's ambitious goal to become carbon neutral by 2045. It's funded with cap-and-trade money and has so far subsidized the purchase of over 2,300 buses. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And the area around the East 20th Street Highway 99 overpass will be closed for repairs after a truck carrying a large load crashed into it last week. The overpass and northbound lanes of the highway will be closed tomorrow night. The highway should reopen to traffic Wednesday morning, but eastbound East 20th will be reduced to one lane for a few weeks. Caltrans recommends drivers prepare for delays and use alternate routes. Also, the city of Chico has opened the application period for its annual Utility Users Tax Refund Program. The program provides qualifying low-income residents refunds for taxes they paid for utilities, including telecommunication services, over the last 12 months. Eligibility requirements are based on household income. More information is available in the announcement section on the city website. The filing deadline is June 30th. And finally, the Chico Art Center wants to celebrate its 70th anniversary with an expansion and is asking for the community's help. The center is located in the historic train depot on Orange Street, and it recently leased 4 new spaces in the building for arts, exhibitions, workshops, and public events. But officials say the areas need to be fixed up before they can be used. The 7470 campaign is raising money to make the necessary renovations, with a goal of $70,000. Community members are encouraged to make a donation that begins with the number 7. And those were your headlines for Monday, April 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.